he has a tough decision. He's a good friend, and I have tremendous respect for him. I think he's doing a great job. My own view is that fracking poses a lot of risk to the water supply, and the leaking of methane, as I mentioned earlier, can wipe out any climate advantages from switching to natural gas. So I would say that at a minimum, there needs to be very tight regulation. There are serious problems with the concrete used in these pipes to protect the environment. A lot of them are experiencing problems. There have been water supplies poisoned, and I don't think the regulations at present are anywhere nearly adequate.
You look at this issue of fracking. It is something that was not brought up in the state address given by the governor, yet it's a huge issue in the state. Is this an example of how big money and these interests can take over an issue? And even if they don't influence it, they certainly slow down the progress.
Well, I don't... I didn't hear that speech, and I don't have any comment on that. I have tremendous confidence in Governor Cuomo. I've worked with him personally. I think he's an outstanding public servant. I will say that in our country as a whole, the influence of special interests and the contributions of money they make to the political system has really gotten out of control. I don't think that corporations should be designated as people. I don't think money is the same as speech. I don't think might makes right. I think that we need to sharply reduce the influence of special interests in our politics.